Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Yud, Avodah Zarah 10a, pagination is 19. We'll start at the bottom of the page on the second of the wide lines, stories regarding the relationship of Antoninus, the Roman emperor, and Rebbe, the great leader of the Jewish people. Now, this relationship between Antoninus and Rebbe is mentioned by Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. On the pasuk Shnei Goyim Bevitneich, there are two great people to emerge from those who are in your womb. So Rashi tells us, Ze Antoninus veRebbe, this is coming from tomorrow's daf, that Antoninus and Rebbe are finally the culmination of the Yaakov and Esav relationship, where finally someone from descendant of Yaakov and finally descendant of Esav joined together in a healthy relationship. Antoninus is very powerful and he's very respectful of Rebbe and Torah scholars. Amale Antoninus le Rebbe, Antoninus said to Rebbe, Bo'ina, I would like, the Yimlech Asvirus Berita Chosi, that Asvirus, my son, should take over after me, V'tisavet Tiveria Klanya, and my other agenda is that I should allow Tiveria, a city of Torah scholars, to be tax-free. V'emaluhu chada avdi. If I tell them, presumably the Roman Senate, that they should do it, so one thing they'll do for me. This must be like his last wish. He's ready to retire. He's reached old age, perhaps. He's going to die. If I ask one thing, they'll do it. Terei lo avdi. But if I ask for two things, they're not going to do it. So Rebbe wanted to answer the question, but he did not want to answer it overtly in a way that he could be quoted. It could cause him trouble. So I see Gavra. He brought a person, Arkivei Achavrei, and he placed this person on his friend. He did a piggyback. V'yavle Yonah li'iloi, and he gave a Yonah, which the Jewish people are compared to a Yonah, to a dove, and he gave that to the upper one, who is holding it in his hand now, bidei. V'amale l'sata'a, and now Rebbe told the lower one, whose feet are on the ground, Eimar li'ila'a l'mifrach min yedei Yonah. You go tell the upper one he should release the Yonah now. Omar, Antoninus saw this mashal and heard Rebbe's words, and he understood what he was advising him. Shema mina hachi ka omali. This is what Rebbe is telling me. At ba'i minayu da asvirus b'rigim loch techosi. You should make the request of the Roman Senate that they should install asvirus in your place. And then you could tell Asvirus that now that he's in the upper position, so if you elevate him and he's in control of the taxes now, then he'll be able to release the city of Tiveria from its taxes. So all you have to ask of them is one thing, that Asvirus should be elevated, and then from his new elevated perch, if you will, he'll be able to do the second thing. That's story number one. Amale, another story. Mitzarin li chashuvei Romoi. They're important, influential Romans that are causing me trouble, Antoninus said to Rebbe. Ma'ayale legina. So Rebbe brought him to his garden. Kol yoma, and each day, okale pugla mimeshra kamei. He would pull out a radish from the ground. Now, apparently Antoninus was around enough that consecutive days keep doing this. He got the message. He understood what Rebbe was intimating. Amar shemami no hachi komali. This is what Rebbe is telling me. Ad kitol chad chad minayhu. Go kill these enemies of yours, one at a time. V'lotziskare b'hu b'kulhu. But don't take them all on at once. And that's your solution. So, in terms of ethics, there's a lot going on over here. We have to appreciate the way Rome worked. But for our purposes, let's assume that these people, when he says mitza'arin, they're causing him trouble. This was not just trouble. This was, they're trying to do me in and kill me. So Rebbe advised him, take care of them one at a time. Don't take them on all at once. And this really is the essence of politics. We have an expression, politics makes strange bedfellows. Very close, intimate support for somebody that in all kinds of other areas disagrees with you, but you find something you could align with. And on that topic, you both push that topic through. And then a good politician is able to jump ship and work on a different project with somebody else whom the only thing that they have in common with him is the current project. It offends many people. It's called politics. It's a methodology. However, we understand that. The alternative, in its fullest contrast, is a person who has true loyalty to ideals, to commitments, and to people, and tries to do all of that at once. In between is either some degree of politics or something else that people complain is just as political, which is partisanship, where you align repeatedly with somebody, even if you don't really agree with his particular issues, but you vote as a bloc. In any case, what Rebbe's advice was take them on one at a time and don't create this environment where it's all of them unified against you. Asks the Gemara on Amud Beis, V'leimele meima behedya, why didn't Rebbe give his advice straight out? Amar, he said, Shami chashuvei romi yomitza'arulei. It could be that these important people of Rome are going to hear that I'm advising in a certain way, and they could cause, he says, lay pain to him, but he means to himself. They're going to cause me problems. V'lemele balachash. So why didn't he whisper his advice instead of giving these riddles? Mishum dechsev ki of hashamayim yolech esakol. Because there's an expression from Pasuk in Koheles that the bird could relate the information. In our times, we use the expression, the walls have ears. And therefore, Rebbe didn't want to say anything that could be quoted. Just parenthetically, when we say the walls have ears, it's not necessarily that the walls have ears. It's the very person that you talk to that you think is going to keep your confidence, that very person may in some way give away the fact that the advice came from Rebbe. On the fourth line of Amud Beis, Havale Yahu Berata Deshma Gira. Antoninus had a daughter whose name was Gira. Ka'avda Isura. She acted inappropriately and it was considered a prohibition that she violated in sexual activity. Shodar le gargira. So Antoninus sent a product to Rebbe, presumably a vegetable, whose name is gargira, and from that Rebbe was supposed to understand that gira has been drawn into bad company. And perhaps they had other conversations about his daughter, parenting advice perhaps, and simply by sending this product, Rebbe was able to understand that he was having trouble, didn't know how to relate to the daughter's violation. Shodale, so Rebbe sent back kusparta, which is a contraction, kos berata. Berata means daughter, and kos was understood by Antoninus to mean kill the daughter. Shadale, so he sent back karti, a different vegetable, which means cut off. If I kill her, then I'm in trouble because I got cut off in my descendants. I don't have children then. Shalach lei chasa. So Rebbe sent back chasa, which means mercy. It's also a type of lettuce. It's mentioned by Moror. It means, as the Gemara in Pesachim says, that even in the bitterness, Hashem was merciful and the redemption was all being planned. It was part of the whole picture. In any case, he sent back, so have mercy, so don't kill her. So Tosfos says that's really odd that Rebbe should have actually meant that Antonina should kill her. What's the reason for that? Why was that going on? And Tosfos maintains that it was actually a misunderstanding. They're talking in riddles, and Antoninus understood it incorrectly. Savur, he thought, Sha'amar Shechot Habas, I should kill her for the offense. But in reality, on the first of the small lines in Tosfos, Kasei Al Kelona, cover up on her misdeed, V'ochichena B'seiser, and give her rebuke privately. And Rebbe was saying, you have the information that she did the violation and you're not sure how to proceed, what you should do is cover it up, speak to her privately, keep it private, and do not release it. Release the information, cover up in terms of keeping it quiet, and take care of it privately by giving her the rebuke. Antoninus did not understand what Rebbe was saying, and therefore he sent back, I object to, I'm having trouble with what you just advised me. And then Rebbe was able to say even more clearly what he wanted. This particular vegetable that he used for the riddle didn't have the contraction using the word barata, but nevertheless, it made it clear that you should be merciful. I believe there's a good reflection that we could do on this Gemara regarding all shilas that are asked. Sometimes a person asks a shila, gets an answer that they really have trouble living with. It's making everything crazy. And sometimes it really is appropriate to re-ask the question to the same Rav, to the same authority, but to re-ask the question and explain, these are the ramifications of the answer. Did I understand the answer correctly? There are times that indeed mitzvahs take a lot from us, a lot of energy, not always easy. But sometimes, derechei darchei noam, when the person finds that everything is upside down and it's not working, it's because they didn't really understand what the true halacha in that case is. We have an example of this in Shoftim Perek Yud Aleph, where Yiftach is convinced that his vow to bring as a karban whatever comes to him in greeting after his victory, and his daughter came to him after his victory to greet him, and he thinks that he has to shecht his daughter. And what emerges from the story is that Yiftach refused to ask the shaila, to find out, am I really bound to do this? And the result, according to some commentaries, that he actually went through with it, was tragic, because he refused to re-ask the question. Antoninus understood, if they're telling me to do something that's so difficult, he understood, let me send back a message to Rebbe, questioning, objecting, asking for clarification. And he did, using their riddle method, and Rebbe clarified and sent back, Chasa, you should have mercy. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.